Do you believe in ghosts?
Hello, Ghost Stories, the podcast back. If you're listening on Patreon, this is part of our double header. If you're listening on iTunes, Audio Boom, or anywhere else, I guess it would have been about a week since you heard our last story. So, hello, it's nice to see you again. Although, I can't see, it'd be spooky if I did, though. So yeah, this is another listener story, again with the theme of Women in Horror Month, hashtag WIHM, and it was sent in by a listener named Laura. Laura, thank you much for sending the story. It was a great read, a really interesting one, kind of a diary style spooky story, and to read it out is a special treat. It was my wife Lucy. She's been loving the fact a few of you have kind of written in and commented that you like it when she reads stories, so she's been desperate to do another one. So we found a little time tonight in between watching our son and keeping him entertained for her to read this out. So I hope you all very much like it. So yeah, that's it. This story is called Voice to Text.
Be forgetful at times, so I wanted to try this new voice text app on my phone. It's like a diary of ideas or just the things that happened to me. It's pretty late at night at the moment, or I guess maybe early in the morning. I've just been woken up by a really horrible dream. I'm still terrified by it all, and I can still hear this voice in my head, her voice, and while it might sound silly, I feel like I don't know where to start. Although the beginning is the obvious point. I'm standing in this walkway outside. There are large trees all around me. The night's cold, the sky's got this red tint to it. At first I didn't really know where the hell I was. As my eyes adjusted to the darkness, I was able to see an opening through the trees. I saw a large circular lawn area with hooded people circling around it, and behind them was this really old looking building, which actually I recognised instantly. It was my old high school, and that building was the principal's office. My school's never frightened me, even though it was built in the 1880s. Old places are always kind of eerie, but tonight it felt truly terrifying, and I remember just saying to myself, "Lara, please wake up, this isn't real, just wake up, please." My attention was now focused on all the people that were standing around on the lawn. They were looking at this statue in the centre, and very still, like they were just waiting for something to happen. And I could feel the ice-cold wind touch my cheek, and I began to shiver. The world around me suddenly started to fade away, and everything was becoming blurry, and I felt like I was going to pass out. It felt like I was flying. The next thing I remember, I was opening my eyes and the people were all around me standing still. They were looking at me with their blank expressions, and I was in the place of the statue, but I don't know where the statue went. I saw in the corner of my eye a woman wearing this dark flowing purple dress and with wavy red hair. She was walking behind these hooded people, and they opened up the circle so that she could stand right in the middle, right in front of me. And she was looking at me with her piercing grey eyes so deeply that I felt my blood boiling underneath my skin. Suddenly everyone closed their eyes and they started holding hands. She didn't, she was still looking at me. At this point, I remembered feeling what felt like my soul leaving my body. It felt like an eternity before something happened. I had too many thoughts running around through my mind, trying to make sense of what was happening to me and why I couldn't wake the hell up. Then she started talking. I couldn't understand what she was saying, and I've never heard anything like it, even though The night was silent and she was speaking in a very low voice. The rest followed her. I think they were chanting or something. As the chanting continued, I felt my body temperature rising. The only way I can describe how I felt was like I was in an oven and someone was slowly turning up the heat. I dropped my gaze as I didn't want to look at her and I was so scared, and that's when I noticed the flames. They were just slowly creeping up my legs. I remember I started to cry and I was convinced that this is how I would die. There's no way for me to run or anything. I felt frozen in the middle of the lawn. The flames reached my neck and I remember just saying, "Why?" And then I woke up. Overcome with emotion from the dreams, I just started to cry. After a good 30 minutes or so, I've managed to calm myself down, so I grabbed my phone and started this to record it. What did it mean? Who were those people and why was it at my school? I'm convinced it wasn't my school. I had to have been in hell or somewhere. Either way, I need to get to sleep. I've got work tomorrow. Most people aren't able to recall their dreams. Yet, at work, it's the only thing I could think about. I just couldn't concentrate on my work. I kept seeing her. The day has been like a never-ending nightmare. Now I'm in my bed, it's 5 o'clock, and I'm so thankful I'm home. I received a text from one of my old school friends while I was on the train going home. We texted back and forth for, you know, a good 20 minutes, and she wanted to meet up tonight. It's Friday, so I thought, why not? She'll come past, she'll pick me up about 8:30, so I better start getting ready. Night's cold, so I'll have to bring a jacket. I'm in the car, Jamie's just getting petrol. We went for dinner and it was a good catch up. Talked about the good old times, but it's getting late and we're about to head home. It's 11 o'clock and I'm so sleepy, I can barely keep my eyes open. Even though it was a spontaneous night, it turned out to be a good night, nothing compared to what this morning was. I've just woken up in a grassy area. My phone says it's 12:30 in the morning. I've got no signal. The last thing I remember, me and Jamie were heading home. I've got no idea how I've ended up here. I keep trying to call her, but I can't get through to anyone. I don't know why I'm doing this on my voice to chat app. I guess I just don't want to feel alone. Things have just got weirder. While trying to get my bearings, trying to find my way home, I found Jamie, but she ran away. She kept saying, "I'm sorry, I had no other choice," over and over again. And then I thought I found my way out. I saw these large gates on my left, but they were covered by trees, so I had to keep walking. But you won't believe this. Why am I at my old school? I need to get out of here and I need to be quick. At least I know where I am. I've only got 2% battery left and then I'll truly be on my own. Wait. I can see a group of hooded people just like in my dream.
Well, Laura, what a fantastic story. Thank you so much for sending it in. Again, we're so proud we can use it as part of our Women in Horror Month. And thanks to Lucy, my wife, for reading it out. She's normally the one replying to you on Facebook, whatnot. Now, if you hear some screaming in the background, don't worry, that's not a ghost. That is just my son, which means it's definitely time for me to stop recording things. It's getting late here, and I need to, I guess, really crack on with other things. So I'm going to keep this short and sweet. If you enjoy the podcast, drop us a subscribe. We'll be back in 2 weeks as usual. Hopefully my voice will be a little better by then. We're going away. I'm going to rest it up. Go to Facebook, search for us, Ghost Stories, the podcast, the best place to keep up to date. Even if we don't post often, what we do post is updates and news when necessary. And finally, you want stories early, if you're interested in and getting early access and supporting the podcast even more so. But listening is by far enough. We just love having you here on iTunes or Audio Boom, wherever it may be. You can go to Patreon by searching for us. It's for as little $1 a month. You can get stories almost a week early. I think I've run through everything really quick. My voice is getting a bit worse. It's been a long recording tonight. And of course, don't forget to search for the hatch. Let's try that again. Don't forget to search for the hashtag for Women in Horror Month, WIHM, to find some amazing content out there as well. It's well worth doing. And you know, if you have anything yourselves, make sure to share it with us, and we'll be happy to give it a share on Facebook and whatnot. That's it from us this week. Thank you for tuning in. And don't stop asking, do you believe in ghosts?